I'm feeling really cold. Well, we really feel very cold coming from a warm place. But I praise God and thank God for what He's doing back home in India, especially in our church ministry. What we do, we see a lot of people, newcomers, all of them from Hindu background. They just come for prayer. They just come for a healing, come for a miracle, and God does it. 2 weeks ago in a church, there was a young woman with 2 children. She was in tears after the church. She came to me. She was the first time. She was the first time coming into the church. One of the neighbors brought her in. And she said, the first thing she said was, her husband didn't turn up to the house for more than 4 weeks. She didn't know where he went or what. So the neighbors were from our church. They brought her to the church and said, "Can you please pray?" And I really had a burden for her, and we started to pray and encouraged her, and she left. The following week, she comes with tears. The husband came on Tuesday itself. She was so surprised. And now, this last week, she came with her husband, both of them coming to the church. Praise God. Amen. God does miracles. The miracles is not only yesterday, it's for today and for tomorrow. Amen. And every other week, every week we are getting newcomers coming in. All of them from Hindu background. Few months ago we had a taxi driver coming to a church, just hearing about one of our neighbors told her the gospel when they were taking a ride from one place to another place. And they shared the word and he came. And today the whole family is baptized and coming to the church. Hallelujah. And they are testifying to their families and slowly bringing them to our church. Amen. The church has been packed. God is doing some great, amazing things. Amen. And I'm so glad God gives everyone an opportunity. How many of you believe that? Opportunity God gives everyone. We cannot say, "Oh, I didn't have an opportunity." No. God gives everyone an opportunity in your life. It's up to you to take it and face the challenge. If you say, "Oh, it's not me, not the right time," God will have someone else also. But still, if you seize the opportunity, you will see the mighty hand of God in your life. Amen. There's a lot of challenges, especially when I was doing some ministry in a small town, encouraging a lot of pastors. I always tell them, "Hey, do something challenging for God. Just don't repeat the same history. You need to create your own history." Amen. Because we got our Creator with us. He's a challenging God. He's a miracle working God. And He's the same yesterday, today and forever. An unchanging God. Amen. And I guess some of you are a little bit know about our ministry, what we do in the city of Bangalore. And one of the ministry what I do also is now doing is Talking Bible. Have you heard of Talking Bible? Few years ago, the Talking Bible used to be the size of this big. But now, it's reduced to the size of this. And this is a Talking Bible. It's one of the Talking Bible which comes in the local language. People who are disabled, people who are blind, people who cannot read in many villages, they can use this. The whole Bible is here. So when we go to villages, when people cannot read Bible or they are uneducated, most of the village people, they don't know how to read or write. So some of the gypsy people, so we give them this. And the best part is, they don't need to charge it in the wire. It's got a solar panel. Put it in the sun for 3 hours and it could go for 2-3 days. And in India, you got sun all around the year. There's no day there's without sun. So that makes it very easy for people to get hold of this. And again, it's a bit expensive for us to buy, but yet God graciously enables us to buy some Talking Bibles and to give to many people who are not able to read, disabled, people who are lepers. They can't really switch, but there's only few buttons which easily enables them to listen to the Word of God every day in their life. Amen. It costs about £10. And we already distributed a few hundreds now. All praises to God. Amen. And especially with the tailoring ministry, my wife, what she does, she'll share a little bit. Please come, Reba.
Praise God. I'm really happy to see you all once again. I'm not sure I'm here because I don't know the Frederick's mom is not here. My children want to go to school. But God took everything and brought me here. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity that God gave me. I really thank you all for supporting my tailoring mission. It's going well. I'm just a little bit nervous for friend of people talking. Sorry for all of that. My informant or woman is sailing process two different places. Now the class is going on 61 places or 28 and other places are 35 women for learning sailing. And coming January is graduating. It's really, I'm really sad about the graduation dates are closing. But my God is miracle working God. He will guide me and lead me. Many times I'm asking God, I'm nothing, I'm great, but why are you choosing me? My God told me, you are my daughter. You're precious in my sight. So that's why he is really because he lift me up in the marriage place, put me in the higher place. I really believe the God gave me the wonderful husband because he is my supporter. He gave everything, my tears and my struggles, my pain. But he will support everything. Thank God. Sorry for I can't help. Sorry. My God is back in my life and please pray for my women's project. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Most of the women where she is teaching tailoring are all from Hindu and Muslim background. We just don't call them to come to church. We tell them, come and learn the tailoring. And over the 6 months, we just present the gospel. And at the end of the course, almost everyone come and accept Christ. Amen. God does miracles. Many women's lives have changed. Many women's lives have changed. And on the final stage, when we have the graduation, we help them out to give them a sewing machine. And especially this church has been a great help to buy some sewing machines for the many women who are like widows and who are destitute. And some of them work as the housemaids who just hardly make about 20 or 30 pounds the whole month, which is not sufficient enough for their survival. So once they learn this trade, they can make easily about more than 50 to 80 pounds or 100 pounds easily for the month. That can help for their children's education and for a secure life. Amen. And especially with the tailoring ministry, what she does, there's lots of miracles happening. People come with every tailoring woman who comes, they always have a burden to share with their friends or in the church with Reba, my wife. She always tells, this woman had this problem, that problem. We always encourage them and tell, let's pray. And over the time, they see how God does things in their life. And they ask us, how is it possible? Then we present the gospel to them. And they get saved. Amen. God is a good God. And please continue to pray for the ministry, what she's been doing. And the graduation is, again, we planned it on the second week of January. And we have to give about 65 sewing machines. This is a very big, huge chunk of money, I can tell you. But all these days, all these years, we always pray to God. And He supplied all our needs. It's not easy. What we save with 65 sewing machines, you're looking about close to £6,000 or £7,000. But every time, we don't have money at that time, we just go on our knees. All the women in the tailoring institute, they all go on their knees and we start praying. And it's like we could see the funds that is needed. It comes like from different various streams into one direction for the one purpose. Amen. Keep continuing to pray for our ministry. There's some brochures and I got some calendars. Please help yourself. It's the beautiful calendar which is, gives a picture of Israel and our ministry. And Reba got some brochures. Please help yourself. Doesn't cost you anything. And there's some promise word when you go back. And just keep us in your prayers. Amen. And especially remember the Talking Bible, which is really a helpful tool for us to go into many places, many towns and give handout. And God does the rest of the things. Amen. And we are so happy to see the team from the church is going to come, seizing the opportunity in their life to come as a team to come and minister with us. We'll be really looking forward for that. And I already shared with my church that the team is coming. Get ready, folks. We're going to have a big blast and we're going to have a big mission. So everyone is looking forward for that. Thank you. Amen. Are you okay? Are you sleeping? Praise God. Amen. As sister was sharing, it's an Advent week, right? I'm going to share a little bit about Christ's birth also. And it's from the scripture book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verses from 8 to 11. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock at night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10 it says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings, for great joy will be upon all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I told you, we're going to a little bit see the Christ's birth. Are you not excited about Christmas? Amen. I'm excited. When Christ came, the first thing, when the shepherds got afraid, and the angel of the Lord said, the first thing said, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Amen. I could say the birth of Jesus Christ fades away all our fears. Amen. Because by every time there's the words in the scripture we can see, do not, it always says, do not fear, do not be afraid, for I am with you. A Christ is born for you and for me. Amen. And I have, before when we were praying up in the room, I had a scripture verse. It's from the book of 138 Psalm, verse 8. I don't know whom I'm going to share this to, but I'm really been inspired by God to tell you this. It was from the book of Psalm 138, verse 8. It says, the Lord will perfect the things that concerns me. The things that you are concerned, the Bible says, the Lord is going to perfect it. Amen. I don't know what you're concerned tonight. What are you thinking about? What are you afraid of? The God is going to tell you tonight to tell me, to tell you this is, do not be afraid. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Amen. It says very clear, the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. You are mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Amen. The things that is hindering you, that things that you keep on thinking, what is going to happen? What I'm going to do, God is telling, the things that is concerning you, I will perfect it. Amen. Because a Savior is born for you and for me. He's not still a small baby in the manger. He's risen for you and for me. Amen. And He's given a promise that I am with you till the end. No one can tell you in this world, I'll be with you till the end. Nor your husband, nor your wife. But the Lord says, I will be with you till the end. Amen. And the verse is, verse 10, it says, the birth in the book of Luke chapter 2. In the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says, do not be afraid, And for behold, I bring you good things. Amen. Be of joy. If the Bible says, I bring you great joy. The angel of the Lord is telling, I bring you great joy. Not just joy, great joy, because a Savior is born for you and for me. The birth of Jesus brings us joy. When we say Jesus, He Himself is the rescuer. He Himself is the provider. He Himself died for you and for me. He paid the price for you and for me. We need to be rejoicing. The Bible says, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Amen. Because Christ is born for you and for me. We are just going to enter into the Christmas season. Yes, it's nice to have gifts. It's nice to get receive gifts. It's nice to give love. But the real meaning of Christmas is Christ has to be born in you. Amen. Today we were talking, this morning, we were talking about the caste system, how it works in India. When you fill up an application for my son or my daughter in a school, they ask you what caste you belong to. When you go to a work, they ask you what caste you belong to. When you want to open a bank account, they ask you what caste system do you belong to. The caste system is still there. The religious system is still there. But in Christ, there is no caste system. We are all one. You are all the prince and princesses. Amen. You are the sons of the living God. You are the daughters of the living God. He came into the world to break all the barriers. Amen. The Bible says, verse 10, it says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, and which will be to all people. You see, it will be up to all people. It doesn't say only Jew, it doesn't say only Hindu, it doesn't say only for this sect of people. The Bible says, I bring you great joy to all people. Amen. Christ came into this world for all people, for you and for me. Denominations, Lutherans, Methodists, Church of South India, or a lot of other denominations, it's all man-made. Denominations will not take us to heaven. Only your relationship will take you to heaven with Christ. Amen. The Bible says very clearly, the birth of Jesus Christ came into this world to break all discrimination. Amen. The first thing, the angel said, do not fear. The second thing, I bring you great joy. The third thing is, we came into this world to break all the discrimination. What doesn't matter what color you look like. God is not interested. God is seeing your heart. Amen. Because we have a great God. The Bible also says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, it says, there is no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek, nor there is slave nor free. There is no male and no female. For you are all one in Christ. For you are all one in Christ. How profound the scripture is. Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. Amen. And again, in the verse 11, Luke chapter 2 verse 11, it says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord Jesus. Amen. Who is Christ the Lord. You see, very clearly it says, there is someone born for you in the city of David. You see, a personal touch. The birth of Jesus shows the personal touch that He wants you to have relationship with Him. Amen. The birth of Jesus Christ expresses God's personal touch. He says He has been born for each and every one of us. He has been born for each and every one of us. And as well as the Bible also says in Matthew 1:23, it says, behold, the virgin shall be be with the child and bear him a son, and he shall be, his name is called Emmanuel, for which it says God with us. Amen. God with us. Amen. See how profound it is. And again, in everyone know that in John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you and for me. So that we can have an eternal life. That whoever believes in him, whoever accepts him. Amen. The birth of Jesus is very profound. We can keep on telling more, more, more. I just want to quickly share with you. In verse 11 it says, again I want to read it. Verse 2, Luke chapter 2 verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. The birth of Jesus brings salvation. The birth of Jesus brings salvation because a Savior is born. A Savior, a person who can rescue you. A person who can show you the path. A person who can give you life. A life in abundance. Amen. And also in the book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 4, chapter verse 4 to 7 also it says about the same thing. Again in John chapter 1 verse 12 it says, but as many as you received to him, he gave them the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Amen. Christmas is not just a time season where we enjoy and live it. Every person can celebrate Christmas every week after week. Amen. Every Sunday or every day is Christmas for us. We don't just see it as a season. Yes, of course we celebrate during this time, the Christmas time, do this. But as a real Christian, we celebrate Christ every day in our life. Amen. Because he is the same unchanging God. Hallelujah. Verse 12, it says, and there this will be the sign given to you, and you will find a babe wrapped in the swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel and multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Amen. It says, peace. Amen. The birth of Jesus brings peace. The angel said to Mary, peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. No one can buy peace. Can you buy peace? Can you buy peace in any market in Poundland? No. But he is the Prince of Peace. The birth of Jesus brings peace in our situation. Peace in our problems. Peace in our situation. Whatever we go through, you should remember he is there always for us. Amen. There was many times we faced a lot of difficult situations in our ministry. Very much challenges back home. But we always know the victory is ours. Whatever the challenges, we always know the victory is ours. Because we have a greater God beside us. We take up some challenging things. There was a small boy, I guess some people have known about a small boy. Doesn't have mother or father. He's lame at his both feet. And grandma has been taking care of him for about, he's just about 4 years. And no one wants to help him. He sees his friends, everyone running around. But he's lame. He couldn't do much. But when I went to the tailoring ministry over there, the grandma came with the child and said, can you please help? I said, why not? Let's work it out. Let's work it out. They went to the doctors, they found out how much it's going to cost. We said, yes, let's do it. At that time, I didn't have any money. But I prayed. And tomorrow he's going to have an operation for that. And the doctor said, after this operation with the special shoes, he'll be able to walk. Amen. I didn't ask them, when they are still Hindus. I didn't ask them what religion, what caste you are, you have to do all this. No. I said, let's pray, let's work it out. Let's see. And tomorrow he's going to get operated. And yesterday they had some small, he's been admitted in the hospital for a few days. And yesterday I got a message, they did some small minor work on him. And tomorrow he's going to major operation on Monday in Bangalore. And after the few days or few weeks, he'll be able to walk. Amen. We need to seize every opportunity that comes in our way. Sometimes we might think, that's probably pastor's job. That's probably not our job. We always think like that. Why do we need to think? Why do we need to get involved in such things? Hey, you need to take up challenges. You don't need to push your responsibilities. Just go and do it for God. God, if I'm doing it, it'll be for your glory. If people are asking you, you're going to India, why? Tell them you're going to face the challenges. Tell them you're going to do it for God. Amen. You're taking up the opportunities that God has placed in your life. Amen. When Reba shared about the tailoring ministry, when we were going to start about it, when she shared, okay, let's work it out, let's see how much. At that time, we didn't have any money at all in our pocket. And we needed about 10 to 15 sewing machines just to start with the tailoring to teach them. And we need some teachers and everything. So we said, okay, let's look for a place. Let's go and see, find out how much it costs and all those things. Once when we start doing it, everything fall into place. We were so surprised. Now today down the line, turn around, look, there's few hundred of women who came through our graduation program. Families blessed, families lives changed, bringing them the gospel. And they are presenting the gospel to another friends, neighbors, bringing them to the house of God. Amen. It's a challenging things. Praise God. Amen. Back when I also told about this, I think I shared about the talking Bible to you a few years ago when I needed about 100 talking Bibles. And I was praying, Lord, I need all the finances that's needed to be given for me to buy about 100 talking Bibles. And that was about close to $1,000. And I was praying, and all of a sudden, one of the pastors I met many years ago in America, he called me, and he was from, I think he was from a Lutheran church. And he said, oh, Pastor Frederick, I'm coming to India. I said, oh, very good. Usually American people, they really plan out well. But I asked him, when are you coming? He said, next week. I said, wow, that's good. I'll be there, try to pick you up in the airport. Let's see. And he came, he came only for 3 days. And I went and picked him up. The first thing, as soon as he got into the vehicle, I didn't share anything about the talking Bible. He sat into the vehicle and he said, Frederick, someone gave me a check for $1,000 to buy a talking Bible. I didn't share to him at all. And I was really shocked. How quick and how this can happen? He said, one of the very old ladies gave me a check to give this only for talking Bible. So when I went home, dropped him up, he rested. The next day I took him to the shop. We bought about 100 talking Bibles. After the 2 days, he left to America. That he was not from a big town or not from a big church, also maybe it's more smaller than this congregation. But when I met him a few years ago, I invited him. He said, oh, I don't know, when time comes, let's see. But I was so surprised. God fulfills the purpose when you have a vision. I was really surprised. Right from small town from America, coming all the way just for this purpose, and God answers our prayers. And the following week, I took them to many villages to give out the talking Bibles. Many people were so happy. This one talking Bible helps the whole family to sit and listen to the Word of God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We need to seize every opportunity that we get in our life. You will see the hand of God. David seized the opportunity. When all the others were watching, how is it possible? How is it? It's not going to happen. David says, hey, I'll go for it. Because I have a big God with me. I'll face the challenges. I have a big God. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they took up the challenge. They took up the opportunity to show the people who they were worshiping. Amen. We are here, and we need to take up every opportunity in our lives. Even your support all these days for the tailoring mission, that touched many people's lives. Many people's lives. It might be small or big, your prayers have made a big difference in our ministry. It's not that there's people just coming in, they're seeing what God is doing in that place. It's the fire that attracts people to see what's happening there. Amen? Imagine if there's a fire going on. You all want to know what it is, don't you? Sometimes people won't get sleep until and unless they want to know what is it, what is going on. They call the friends and say, what's going on? Right? Sometimes we might be very inquisitive to go and see at least. See? If the fire of God is there, it will attract people. Because He's a miracle working God. Because the fire is there. The fire brought Moses closer to God to get a direction. Amen? As we are entering into the Christmas season, God tells you, do not fear. I bring you peace. I bring you great joy. I am the Savior. We always have questions. Why is this happening? Lord, why is this happening only to me? Why me? Why me? Even for me, back home, my mom is not well. I've been praying for many people getting healed, but my mom is still not well. I sometimes ask, Lord, why? I'm praying for many people. People are getting healed. All deliverances. Why me? But I know it's for the greater purpose He's preparing me. Amen? She went through many major operations in her life. My mom, for the past six years, the doctor said she has a carcinoma, that's a uterus cancer, and she won't make it in one or few months, they said. But it's now almost 6 years. Again, after that, the heart was not functioning well. She has some blockage. The doctor said, oh, it's now 12 o'clock in the night. Probably by morning, she's done. You have to let all your family know. It's almost 2 years she's alive now today. I believe the report of the Lord, not the doctor. Amen. I know my God has the final say in everything. In your life, God has the final say. As it says, I will perfect the things that concerns you. When you believe that, He will do great things for you. Amen. Miracles is not just only for selected people. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. Amen. Miracles is for everyone. That's what the Bible says. The birth of Christ brings all people into salvation. There's no Jew. There's no slave. As the Bible says. And Paul says, I become all things to all men, just to at least to win some for the glory of God. For the gospel's sake, I become all things to all men. He says, I become all things. In the sense, he says, I become as a slave, I become a Jew to a Jew, I become a slave to a slave, so that they will be saved. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult. Even in our church, we go through some rough times of situations arising. But hey, all the problems are good. All the persecutions are good. There's no people in this world without any problems. Everyone has problems, right? Is anyone here without any problem? Everyone has problems. But in that problem, you should know the God is there with you. I don't know about others, but my God is there with me and telling to me, my son, do not fear. My daughter, do not fear, for I am with you. I will lead you. I will guide you. Amen. The birth of Jesus brings peace. And it says in verse Excuse me. Well, Luke chapter 2 verse 14, it says, peace to men on whom His favor rests. Amen. We all need the favor of God in our lives. We all need God's favor. Without God's favor, without God's grace, without His mercy, we cannot make it. Amen. I've been praying, Lord. I told when I started this year, Lord, I want to do more for You. I want to do more for You. I want to take up every opportunity which comes in my way, and I want to do it for You. And God is really helpful. God has helped me. God has supplied me. God has provided me. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The bills are being piled up. We just go on our knees and say, Lord, how is it? Miracles. Miracles. God hears our prayer. The Bible says He's a prayer answering God. He will perfect the things that concerns you. I really love the scripture. And when we were praying, the Lord told me to make sure that you tell them, your people, the Lord will perfect it. Imagine, it's not just going to make it all right. No. The Bible says He will perfect it. That which concerns you. Amen. He will do a good job in your life. But you take up the opportunity in your life, what God has given you. Doesn't matter whatever it is. Everything you do for the church, everything you give for the church, you're giving it for God. You're giving your time to church, you're giving it to God. You're helping out in the music ministry, you're giving it to God. You're giving for the church anything, you're giving it to God, not for pastors or anyone. God is looking at you. You're giving your time, wonderful. God is going to give you hundredfold in reward, because the Bible says He is not a debtor to anyone. Amen? What you sow, you will reap. You got it? What you sow, you will reap. But what you sow in the house of God, you will reap a hundredfold. Man's calculation is, if you sow a bag of seeds, you will get a bag of, or bag or ten. But when you sow in the house of God, you will get a thousandfold blessings. Amen? That's a natural fact. Sow your time. Sow whatever is possible with you into the house of God. I would tell you, in other words, I would tell you, invest into the house of God. Not just sow, invest it. So when you invest it, what happens? You get your returns. Right? You don't get your returns? You get your returns. That's what I tell you. Invest in the house of God. Your time in the house of God. Because God is watching it. Amen. Those times when I was back at Mattersea, or before that, I used to go to church, do a lot of things in the church. Most of the time, sometimes I was like driving for the people around in the church, doing this ministry, that ministry. Most of the time, I'll be driving. Sometimes people say, oh, you've become a driver. I said, yes, I'm a driver for God. I'm taking God's people all around. But today, I really praise God. God is, wherever I go, I get people to drive for me. Amen. I got Pastor Gary to come and pick me up the other day. And a few other people. But I'm really glad. Because whatever I did those time, I can think, today God is blessing me. A thousandfold. Amen. A thousandfold, I can tell you, He's blessed me. And if He has blessed me, He's able to do it more for you. God is not going to just bless with your generation. You can see from the book of Genesis to Revelation, He's not just blessed only the family. It's the generation blessing that's gone through. He's going to bless you, your children will be blessed. Amen? Because He holds a future. He holds a future. He's born for you and for me. Christmas is a good season, but it's not just for the time. Christ is in all season. Amen? Christ is in our life for all seasons. Praise God. Amen? And again, we have our church carols. When I go back, we have a church carols that's starting. We'll be visiting at least 10 to 15, 20 houses every night for about a week. Going to lots of houses for prayer and encouraging and doing that, we get a lot of people coming to church just because we went and prayed. They'll all the Christmas time, they all come to a church and we just present the gospel to them. And we also have the feeding program for the street children. We do some Christmas program and we make sure the gospel is presented in some or the other way. Sometimes it's risky, but we take up the challenge. We take up the opportunity. We say we are doing it for God. Let's face it. Let's face it. We are doing it for God. Let's face it. So during this Christmas season, again, we're going to do some gospel work. Please remember us in your prayers. And God is going to do great things. Another one quick scripture I want to share with you. It's in the book of Psalms. Book of Psalm 103, verse 14, it says, "For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." The Bible very clearly says, he remembers our frame. He knows our outline. He knows the skeleton, I can tell you. And he knows us. We were brought out from the dust to sit with the prince, taking up to the higher places. He pulled you out from the miry clay, made you sit on the high places. Amen. We have a great God. Remember, our God is an awesome God. Is an awesome God. Don't get fear. Don't be afraid of anything. What the doctor says, don't say, don't be afraid. Don't just take it in. Bring it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Because he remembers us. Though your father, though your mother forget you, he will not forget you. And he will take your right hand and tell you, "My son, my daughter, do not fear. For I, the Lord, am with you. I, the Lord, will help you through. I will make a way even in the desert." Amen. I don't know if you've been through the desert, but I've seen some deserts. And I'm just thinking, how is it possible? How is it God going to make a way even in the desert? We can't just compromise with our mind and thinking, how is he going to do it? But if he says he's going to do it, he will do it. Amen. There are some many miracles I can keep sharing, but there are some things which I could really tell you, it was only by God. Even if I'm here, my wife and our trip, we really didn't plan to be here. But when we said, okay, we are going, but when we said we are all going, everything fall into places. Where because we set things. Lord, we are going to go. Everything fall into places. The ticket, the price of the ticket, all those things. In spite of a big disturbance that's happening now in India, the government, they took away the 500 rupees and 100,000 rupees notes and they cancelled it. Imagine this government in England cancelled all your 20 pound note. What will you do? That's happened in India right now. And people are having some tough times. In this tough time, buying for us a ticket to come to England, do you think it's easy? At this point of time, he did it just 2 weeks ago, telling all the money people are holding, the corrupt money, or they want to stop all the corruption, the terrorist market and all those things. Because of that, the government declared 500 rupees notes and 1,000 rupees notes is null and void. It's going to be useless. And in midst of it, we came to England. It's because of God. Amen. And I always say, where there's a vision, there's always a provision. Amen. The birth of Jesus fades away all your fear. The birth of Jesus brings you great joy. The birth of Jesus brings peace into you and your family. The birth of Jesus brings a great joy. A Savior is born for you and for me. Amen. A Savior is born for you and for me. Hallelujah. And the Bible also says the birth of God, Christ brings great glory to God. It's a fulfillment of God's promise. Amen. Let's not just think of the past. Let's look forward for what God has going kept in our lives. Let's take up the every opportunity that's come pass our way and let's do it. Let's face up some challenges. Sometimes some people tell, oh, it's very risky. I don't want to do it. I don't think I will make it. Man, I tell you, if you're doing it for God, go for it. I always tell my friends, if you're doing it for God, go for it. Doesn't matter how big or how small. Go for it. And God will do it. Amen. Let's all raise up our feet, please. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Let's all raise up our feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Master. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your great salvation, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your gift of your Son, Father God, for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Jesus Christ that's been born for us, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that He died for us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that He is risen for us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for that He has paid the price for us, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promise word that He says, the Lord will perfect that things that concerns you, Father, Lord, your children. Lord, the things that concerning your children over here, Father God, I pray that you will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know, Lord, that the Bible also says, where there is unity, you will command your blessing, Lord. I pray that the command of blessing be released in this house, Father God, because we are oneness in your spirit, Father God. As a family, Jesus, Lord, as a family of this church, Father God, Lord, we come with oneness into your presence. We pray that you will seek you, Lord, that you will command your blessing, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Father God. Lord, every sickness is in the name of Jesus. I release God's power. Let the healing touch be taking place, Father God. I pray strength, Lord. I pray life. I pray healing, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you for each and everyone who are here, Father God. I pray your anointing rest upon them, Lord. Not just your anointing, Lord. I pray double portion of your anointing upon them and upon the people they lay hands and pray. I release God's power, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord. Thank you for the leadership of this church, Father God. Thank you for all the elders and this family of this church, Father God. Lord, I commit them right now into your precious hands, Lord. You will bless them, Lord. You will guide them, Lord. As they're going to enter this Advent season also, Father God, I pray a special blessing, Lord. And also I pray for the year 2017, which is going to come in a few weeks' time, Lord. Let the new year be a blessing in this church, Father God. Let there be a harvest of souls, Father God. And it will be for your glory, O Master, Lord. Let the fire of God move in this place, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you for all the sheep over here, Father God. I pray that they will produce more sheep for your glory, Father God, Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know that you are a great shepherd, Father God. You are our shepherd, Father God. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. And also it says, the goodness and mercy will follow you all through your life. Let the goodness of God and the mercy of God follow them all through their life, Lord. I speak healing, I speak strength, I speak your touch, Lord. Take away all the fears. Give them a complete peace. Let your blessing and be upon them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This church has been a great help in supporting our ministry, Father God. Back home in India, Lord, with the tailoring, with all the other things, Lord, with the talking Bible and all the other ministries, Father God. We pray the blessing of God be more upon this church, Lord. For taking your glory, Father God, for your vision, Lord, to move much further, Father God. We give you all glory to you, Lord. We give you all glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. There's some calendars behind and some brochures.